Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard joined with Judy Sharp. Good to see you again, Judy.
Thank you very much, Greg. Good bit to be here.
It's a little bit overcast out there at the moment.
It is, particularly over my way. I thought it was going to rain on the way here.
There's a bit of showers on the coast, but I think we might be all right.
Yeah.
Touch wood. I say
it's not lasting, is it?
No. What have you got for us today, Judy?
Oh, okay. A lot of things. Summer veggies, lawns, bindies, mulching the garden, dividing agapanthus, prune your hibiscus, roses.
Plenty of things.
Plenty of things.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. So we've got Dale from Rathmines, and she's got a question about the camellia.
Hello, Dale. What can I help you with?
Hi, Judy. I've bought some 8 camellias to be in the ground probably about a year and a half, probably about a metre high.
Right.
I've been away. When I've come back, I thought they don't look real good. And when I've got scale, I've never had camellias with scale on the leaves.
Oh, okay, rightio.
And they're, and I sort of watered them the other day, and like the leaves are just falling off with the pressure of the water. So I don't know whether I'm doing the right thing. I got some white oil I put on them to try and get rid of the scale, because it's like a tiny little white scale, like little tiny pinhead size scale.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
So I've never had it before with camellias. I just thought they were like bomb-proof. Usually.
Yes, they are, aren't they? Dale,
yeah.
Look, it's very simple. You've started out the right way, but with your white oil, have you got any Malathon at home?
No, I've just got a pest oil or white oil. That's all I've got at the moment,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you get some Malathon and you mix it in with the white oil or the pest oil...
Do they still sell that, though, that Malathon?
Sorry?
Do they still sell that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Malathon,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Look, don't worry. A lot of things are going down the gurgler, but
yes, I know.
Hopefully Malathon stays around because, you know,
okay.
It does so many varying things. So,
okay,
yep, so that's all you've got to do. The white oil's the way to go, but definitely add the Malathon.
Cool, yeah. I just sort of put some cow manure around at the weekend and a bit of camellia food and duggle around it and watered it and just... I thought I'll ask you the question on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm glad you rang because I was going to talk about camellias later and what to feed them on, and you've just sprung the question. So
yeah, like I've never ever seen, they always seem to be bomb-proof. I've never had the issue with scale on them before. I'm just crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy considering we've had a lot of rain and not a lot of sun, but there must be nasty little insects around carrying it.
Yes, it must be, yeah.
Good luck with that, Dale. I'm sure that will fix it up. Ring us back if it doesn't work, but I'm pretty sure that will work.
Okay, Malathon. Thank you very much. I'll get some in the next couple of days. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Dale. Bye.
We've got Craig now from Cameron Park, and he's got mounds of dirt popping up in his lawn.
Hello, Craig. That's a mystery one, isn't it?
Yeah, hi, Judy. It's been happening for a few years now, mainly in summer, like sort of this time onwards. I thought it was crickets because I do get a lot of crickets around the retaining walls and that of a night, like you go out of a night time with the torch and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I have tried the sort of generic cricket killing type stuff from Bunnings and that sort of stuff, but it sort of knocks them back for a little while and then sort of they come back pretty well not long after again.
And Craig,
they're like
sort
of little mounds of sort of whatever's digging, obviously burrowing into the ground and putting little blobs of dirt all over the place on top.
Yeah, Craig, are you sure they're crickets though?
I'm not sure. I've never actually seen what.
Right.
If you spray them, nothing comes out of them. So.
Yeah, because you know earthworms will do that, Craig.
Okay.
Yeah, particularly if we had a lot of rain, which we have had.
We have had the last few years,
yeah. So,
it's only started in the last couple of years. To be
And, you know, you can't kill them, can you?
No,
sorry.
Not.
But I was telling Greg, I had a friend up north and they were absolutely driven mad by them, particularly the wife who couldn't stand the mud going in the house. So, I don't know whether you're in that situation where you're getting into trouble about.
Only when the dogs get out in the backyard and when it's a bit wet and then they traipse it everywhere. So.
Look, there's no easy solution, unfortunately, because you can't kill the earthworms, of course, and maybe just get your hose and hose, you know, down the hole a little bit stronger and see if that chases them back to the garden.
Yeah, I have actually gone out and hosed it all back in and then within a day or two it's all back up again, so...
Well, you know, you could dig down and just see what's under there, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be earthworms, not the crickets.
The cricket, yeah. No, that's fine. Oh, I thought I'd ask the question.
Yeah, sorry, no one else has rung in with this problem, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
You're a one-off, Craig.
One-off, yeah. All right, thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Now, we're right in the thick of spring, Judy, but you want to have a look at summer veggies?
Yeah, it's only around the corner, isn't it?
Very true.
Yeah, so they do their planting now. You know, because I know what you're going to plant now.
Chilies.
Chilies.
Yep. I've still got two going there. One's not looking good. The other one's going okay.
Going okay. Yeah. Righty-o. Well, it's time, I think now anyway, to start planting tomatoes, capsicum, chilies, basil, lettuce. Don't you think it's time to do that?
Yep. So are we doing it by seed or?
Oh, no, you can do plants now. There'll be plants available or you could do seed.
It'll just take a little bit.
A bit longer, okay, yeah. And what you need to do after you plant them, you've got to apply Flourish mm-hmm. for vegetables and each week until they're established. So
right.
then after they're established, you can have a little bit of a break from doing the Flourish.
Rightio.
Yeah. But
You still keep watering them now as well? Or?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's a bit of a mystery, isn't it, at the moment? Yeah.
Well, we've had all that rain, but I know it's like, my garden bed's quite dry at the moment still.
Yeah, yeah, it would be, definitely. Mm. Mm. But see, on the coast, I find I just suddenly get a shower. And you told me you got a shower suddenly the other day.
Yeah, it was up, yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, it just mucked up your barbecue, didn't it?
Yeah, wasn't overly great for that, but we pushed on anyway.
Good on you.
Well, we've got Sid now from Wanji, and they got a question about pruning camellia and also pruning a jacaranda.
Oh, okay, Sid.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm very well.
That's good. And you're training your apprentice well?
Look, I do try, Sid.
Yeah, probably very trying, is it?
look, you know, I can't get him beyond planting chilies. I mean, I don't know what I'm expected to do, you know. It's
a worry, isn't it?
It is a worry, you know, but, you know, he's a nice bloke.
Yeah, yep, fair enough.
What can I help you with, dear?
We've got it's not actually my yard, it's in my daughter's, but it's a camellia, and it's been there probably over 40 years. It's a beautiful tree. It's probably around about possibly 6 metres in diameter.
Right.
And probably about 3 to 4 metres high, and it's in a complete ball. But it's starting to thin out a bit, and I'm wondering about pruning it back. It's just sort of finished flowering, and is it all right to prune it, and how far can we prune it?
Sid, you're fine to prune it now. It's definitely the time to prune camellias. But do give it some cow manure when you do so, because they love it, and perhaps a bit of camellia food as well. Look, I've seen them be pruned pretty hard. I think they're difficult to kill. As long as you haven't got any scale or insects around, it's probably just, it wouldn't be worried about water, but it might be just, you know, getting a little bit old as we do and need a little bit of an instant prod.
Yeah, a whole lot of pills.
Okay, any other problems, Sid?
Yeah, we also have, where I live, we've got a lot of big gum trees in our backyard. And a jacaranda's come up under some, and it's actually not in a bad spot, but we didn't realise, and it shot up really quickly, and it's just got very tall, long trunks, and there's two main ones, but they're probably up to about 6 or 7 metres high now, and basically, obviously going to blow off, and they're going to snap off in the wind. Can I cut that back a fair way, and is this the right time?
Yes, certainly. I thought you were going to ask, could you transplant it? And I think that's a no-no. But certainly, certainly cut them back and they should respond to that. Thicken them up, yeah. No, that's the best way to go.
And so cutting them back sort of half their length wouldn't hurt them?
No, not at all, no, because, they probably start to shoot soon, ready for flowering later on in the year. So, no, I think you'd be fine. Just you won't ring me back if it dies, though, will you?
No. I'll ring Greg and I'll find out how to plant chilies.
Okay, that's a clever idea, Sid. You're on the ball here today.
Yeah. Okay,
good luck with those. You'll be fine. But do give the camellia some cow manure because they love it.
Yep.
Sometimes even some peat moss.
Yep.
Yep.
Righty-o.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Bill.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got Diane from Madawi. She's got a question about the passion fruit.
Hello, Diane.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, fighting fit. You know, you've got to be fit here. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to know about passion fruit vine. I've tried to grow them in the past without much success, but I've had another go and I've got lots of flowers coming on and growing, but I've always had a problem with ants.
Oh, right, and, okay.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, because I've never had passion fruit come to fruit, so I was just wondering what the flowers should be looking like and if I had a problem. I did spray them with a, hang on, I'll just have a look at the bottle, Yates insect gun, Parathion, is it?
Yeah, Diane, why did you spray the flowers? Did you see ants in them?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay, that's clarified for me.
Yeah, I sprayed the whole plant.
Yep.
The whole plant, like, hopefully I got it all, but I've had a problem a lot with ants over the years with the garden.
Right.
And, yeah, I was just wondering what to expect, how they grow, because I've got leaves falling off and little brown bits in them.
Oh,
and I'm wondering if there could be anything else attacking it.
Oh, right, okay. You mean the flowers or the leaves themselves?
The leaves themselves are going brown on edges and like they're being eaten or something. But I've put snail baits around. And I've got some beautiful flowers, but some are falling off and some are just like they're closing and you can peek in and see the little green bits in the centre, but some of them are going like brown and falling off.
Okay.
You know, that seems a bit like a fruit.
Yes. Diane, could I ask you two questions, please?
Yep.
Have you fertilised them with some cow manure?
Not cow manure. I've used dynamic, is it dynamic lifter?
Yeah, and that's a pellet and it takes a little while to dissolve.
Yeah, I put it all through the soil and I gave it all fresh topsoil and put it all through and watered it in.
Okay.
I haven't done cow manure.
I think cow manure could be your answer, but that's not solving the problem of why the leaves are going brown. I wonder, have you dug underneath where the passion fruit is rooted to make sure you haven't got any cockchafer grubs? They're the white...
I've got it in a tub and I have had those big white grubs before.
Uh-huh, yep.
But before I planted this, I emptied all the soil out and put fresh soil in and I put the fertiliser through the soil as well.
Right.
I was hoping this time I'd have a success, but...
You tell me you put fertiliser right through the soil... Did you do that and then plant the passion fruit?
I don't think I did it straight away because I didn't have the plant.
Oh, right, okay. So that's good because you might have burnt the roots. That was all I was thinking.
Yeah.
Trying to work out what the brown is on the leaves. I would still check in that tub that you haven't got the white grubs in there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just dig around.
When I dig into the soil, because I put fresh topsoil on, I can see like passion fruit vines have shallow roots.
Sorry?
Do passion fruit vines have shallow roots?
Oh, yes. Look, they're only really an annual, you see. They're not there forever. So they would have a certain root system. And has yours been in last year, you said?
I put them in... late last year, and then I thought, well, this year we might get fruit, and I've got little white tiny roots under the soil, so I don't want to dig it down too deep to disturb them.
Right, okay, that's fair enough. So look, have you tried using a Flourish product, Flourish for fruiting?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard of that.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. You can put it on every week.
Oh, okay. Is it in liquid form?
It is. It's in powder and you mix it up in a liquid form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And honestly, I couldn't survive without Flourish. I think it's a brilliant product here. Flourish for fruiting you want.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. And just at Bunnings or?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. You'll just have to check around.
Yep.
But give us a ring back in a couple of weeks. I'm a bit curious about, you know, why you're getting the ants and that on it.
Oh, yeah, I've got them on the tomato plants and everything.
Oh.
So, I've had ants in the yard before and we've done everything like the hot water down it and stuff like that, but we don't see any nests in our yard at all at the moment.
Do you know what? I've had them in my house. I'm over them.
Yeah. Oh, in the past, I've had them come in the house, yeah. But I just wasn't sure what to do with it. But I'll get that Flourish first.
Yeah, get the Flourish to try and make the plant stronger. But I think you're doing everything you can to thwart the ants. But now we need to, you know, build the plant up.
Yeah. Well, it's growing like... It's really big, so and it's starting to go over the fence. So
I'm trying
to train it to go back down a little bit so we don't annoy the neighbours, but I suppose they wouldn't mind if they got a free passion fruit, would they?
They probably wouldn't, but you know what? If it's that strong, I think your plant will fight off whatever's the problem is.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, good luck with
Diane.
So much. You're welcome, dear. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, Judy, you want to have a look at lawns at the moment as well and something pretty important news as well.
Yes. And, you know, remember we've had listeners ringing in saying about Bindi going off the market. And lawns need to be fertilised now after you get rid of the weeds. So it is time to fertilise. Nice. So we've got to get rid of those weeds.
Yep. Weeds first, obviously.
Oh, I want clover out of my garden so my little Arthur doesn't scratch all the time. So evidently there are two new products that will not damage buffalo.
Oh, good news.
Okay, so we've spoken about this recently, of course, haven't we? So I checked around and there are two products. One is called DART, D-A-R-T.
Yep, like the DART.
Like the DART and Multi-Turf.
All right.
Multi-Turf and DART and they will kill Bindis and clover.
That's good news. Well, good news for everyone there.
Good news for everyone there, and it won't damage your buffalo lawn.
Oh, good. So it'll just knock that out.
Yep.
And your lawn will be fine.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yep. Definitely. Oh, well, keep my fingers crossed. But no, a bit of experiment went on, so I'm pretty certain that that's correct.
That's good news, because I think a lot of people have got bindis at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Especially all in their front lawns.
And the clover, you know, I mean, the rain's done that because, you know, they've just flourished.
Yep.
Yeah, so... let's knock out those weeds before you start to do your fertilising.
Rightio. Is there anything else we need to do with lawns or is that just about it?
Oh, that's just about it.
Besides cut them. So you get rid of the weeds first.
You've got to have your weeds with length on.
Yep.
So when you spray any of these products, you need 6 hours of sun for them to work properly.
I don't think that's going to be an issue for the rest of the week.
Okay. Well, I'll trust you on that score, Greg.
I'll just double-check that quickly, but I think we should be fine. Yeah, we should be fine.
Okay. Well, all those gentlemen that are on school holidays with their children, time to get the lawn done.
Get the kids out and get them
no,
all out.
Not with the product.
Oh, no,
not with the product, Greg.
Well, we've got Bruce now from Belmont North, and he's got yellow roses stolen from his garden.
Oh, Bruce, I don't believe that. I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Love, I'm going quite okay. I just rang up. I got in touch with this company you told me about, and I got actual yellow roses and got them put in the back, out the back planted. I've protected them quite well from neighbourhood cats and everything, and they're starting to bloom.
Good.
And I just thought I'd let you know that they look absolutely beautiful. So if anyone comes into my backyard, I've got a shotgun waiting.
I'm glad you warned us about that, Bruce, because I could do with some yellow roses. But what about you, Greg? I don't think I want to risk the biscuit.
No,
definitely not. Definitely not. How long have they been in now, Bruce? Let me think, probably 6 months or 4 months?
Yeah, probably about 4 months since the situation happened originally.
Yeah.
And I suppose the good thing that's come out of it is my wife is a lot more happier after what happened originally. But goodness me, I was devastated when I walked out the front one morning and I thought, you're kidding me.
I nearly died when you rang and told us that.
Like I said, I couldn't believe that somebody just came up with a shovel one night and just took the whole things out. I thought, my goodness.
Yeah, but you know what? They'll be getting pricked all the time.
We'd hope so.
Yes. Let's hope for that. But while we're on that subject, Bruce, do you mind? Because I was going to chat about roses. Have you fed yours yet? Have you?
Yes.
You have? Right, okay.
We got some stuff from the nursery, and I explained to the guy what happened because he just looked at me and he said, oh, my God, that's terrible what happened, but I got these other ones that you mentioned, and he fixed us up with some good fert and everything, and we've already done that, and soil's quite nice and turned over.
Excellent. Yeah, that's good.
We've done some pretty good preparation out here with it, but like I said before, if anyone decides to come into my backyard, I've got a shotgun waiting for them because I'm not going to have it taken again. No way.
Now, Bruce, is it a double barrel shotgun?
Yes.
You're a devil. You are a devil. But look, what I'm doing with my roses now, because I've pruned and done all that, this might just, you might be already doing this kind of stuff. It's time now each month to give them something different. I do mine with Bounce Back 1 month, then Blood and Bone the next month, and Sudden Impact the next month. And occasionally after rain, Bruce, which we do get at the moment, a handful of Dolomite.
Yes. While we were at the nursery, the bloke in question, he was very, very helpful. He mentioned a lot of those products that you mentioned.
Oh, good, yeah.
And he said it does come in handy, at least every month to have a bit of a change. And he said to it, whatever the situation is, you'll find that eventually, it will really prosper the plant in question probably a lot better than what it is at the moment, And like I told him, I said, well, look, they're only young because we haven't had them for that long, but when I told him originally what happened about the shovel job out the front, he said, oh, God, mate. He said, I can't believe somebody did that to you. I said, well, how do you think I feel? You can't even beautify your own property and somebody thinks, oh, we'll stuff this, he's asleep, I'll just get the shovel and flog him, why not?
But, Bruce, I tell you what, consolation prize, they probably died.
Well, I hope for the person that did it, I hope they stabbed him before they did croak it,
Bruce, you're a character. Look, thank you very much for ringing letting us know that. And you're on the right track. And sounds like you had some really good information there at the local nursery. So,
yes. Well, Judy, I can't thank you enough for helping me out when I rang up originally because I got the impression you were quite livid yourself when you found out what happened.
Yeah. I was ready to come out to Belmont and, stand watch at night and get them.
Oh, gosh, I was quite happy to put a barbed wire fence up and get a couple of guard dogs,
You'd be surprised what kind of a guard dog I am, Bruce. Look, thank you very much for the call, and do follow those instructions that lovely man gave you because that's the answer.
Yes, all right then. Well, thanks very much and have a good afternoon.
And you too, Bruce. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate you letting us know.
All right, no worries.
Thanks,
bye.
Dear. Bye.
Cheers, Bruce. That's always terrible. They've taken the whole plant. I know people go past and they might snip a rose.
Yeah, but they took the
snip
whole...
snip a flower or two.
But he had a whole fence line of them, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. But, I better just add this in case rose lovers are listening. Even though you're doing all that in the garden with the regular feeding, if they're growing in pots, right, you have to do that in smaller doses.
Okay.
Do you think the rose listeners would have been writing down when I said all that?
100% guaranteed. If not, they're writing it down now.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7. Got time for a couple more calls. We've got Kim from Head and Greeter. And she's got a reverse story about roses.
Kim, let's hear it, please.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, very well. We're just very interested in this call.
Yes, it's. I felt so sorry for that gentleman. All that work and roses are so beautiful.
Oh,
to think
they are.
You could just take them is rude. But my reverse story is, for a couple of years now, I drove past a couple of blocks from my home, the most beautiful front garden, and it had apricot, lilac and red roses. Now, they're pruned beautifully and they would grow these lovely long stems and then drop and die. And I watched this happen for a couple of years. Anyway, I got the courage a couple of years back to knock on her front door and ask if I may have a bloom or two. And she was most appreciative because they were her mother's roses and her husband was allergic to them in the home. So she couldn't cut them and bring them in.
Oh,
she would be so happy for me to do so. And I have been doing it for some years now. And when they're in my home, when I come in after being at the shops or something, my home smells like fairy floss. They're the most beautifully scented roses and lovely colours. It brings tears to my eyes. And she's just so grateful, as am I, to have beautiful old roses.
Oh, Kim, isn't that a wonderful story? So how long has this been going on?
A couple of years now, at least three. At least 3 years.
Well, I hope Bruce is listening to this story.
I do hope so. Because
it's certainly a lot better than digging them up.
isn't that wonderful?
And just to know that, she's very, very happy that I do so because they were her mother's. And so I can't imagine how old they are because she's at least my age, mid-60s. And so if they were her mother's, I don't know. I've never asked how old they are. And they're always so beautifully pruned. And some of the stems sometimes are 3 feet long.
Oh, my gosh, that's incredible.
And the scent is, I'm very happy and very lucky.
Oh, Kim, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. And I hope the lady that's giving them to you is listening as well. Thank you, Kim.
I have a feeling she might be, and if she's not, I'll tell her.
Okay, thank you.
Jeez.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Kim. Bye. Nice to end the show on a nice note.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, friendly.
Well, Judy Sharp, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
We are.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, and then I'll repeat the rose problem.